So what then? Should we fast after communion? I'm not saying we should, nor am I forcing such behavior. It would indeed be commendable. Still, I'm not imposing it. Instead, I encourage you not to overindulge. For if one should never live luxuriously, as Paul suggested when he stated, "She that gives herself to pleasure is dead while she lives, how much more so will she be dead then?" If indulgence is fatal to a woman, how much more so for a man? And if such behavior is deadly at other times, it's even more so after sharing in the sacred rites. Can you partake of the bread of life, then engage in harmful behavior without trembling? Are you unaware of the harm caused by extravagance? Inappropriate laughter, rowdy talk, jesting leading to loss, frivolous discussions, and too many things to even mention. And you do these after partaking in the Lord's meal, on the day you are privileged to touch his body with your tongue. So, how can we prevent these things? Cleanse your right hand, your tongue, your lips, which have become a path for Christ to tread upon. Reflect on the moment you took communion and set a physical table. Elevate your thoughts to that table, to the Lord's Supper, to the vigil of the disciples, to that holy night. In fact, if we look closely, this present state is night. Let us then stay awake with the Lord. Let our hearts be pierced alongside the disciples. It's a time for prayer, not for intoxication. Always indeed, but especially during a festival. For a festival is appointed, not for us to act indecently, not for us to commit more sins, but rather to erase the existing ones.